Vic Karapaza can eat it, by the way. Maybe the worst umpire in the history. Do you remember his strike zone in the ALDS last year? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's the same guy. I remember thinking, that's the same guy. That's the same idiot that umpired a game against us last year in the ALDS where everybody wanted his head.
I've never stopped. I hate umpires have their own strike zone, and he's a hitter's umpire or pitcher. I hate that. It's either a ball or a strike.
Yeah.
We have the technology now where ball strike. That's it. Enough with this. It's ridiculous.
It was brutal.
But you got to leave the human element in the game, Dean.
When you watch that game, though, and he set the tone in the first inning where he gave Edwin the boot, and Edwin bumped him, so he got suspended for a game, which he's appealing. And he's got to lose. I mean, it's just you can't touch the umpire, unfortunately. But it's too bad because when Edwin bumped him, I thought, you know what, if you're going to get a game, why don't you grab the guy and just beat the hell out of him?
Well, that'd be a little more than a game, Dean.
Yeah.
That could be the season
but
for Edwin.
But that's what I wanted. And then Russell Martin gets kicked out late in the game as well. I think it was at the 14th inning. He gets the boot because he's arguing balls and strikes again. And you know what the thing about Vic Karapaza was, which I was watching the game in that 19-inning game, is not how poorly umpired the game was. It wasn't his moving strike zone. It was the fact that he was egging guys on. He would take his mask off and turn around and stare at guys going, all right, let's go. Go ahead. You remember me? Remember me? I'm a 36-year-old a-hole, and I've been here, and I'm not going anywhere, and I almost ruined your career last year, and I'm hoping to do it again this season, and I'm in town for a few games, so why don't I show everybody that everyone's here to see me today? See those guys in those suites up there? See those guys that put 10 grand for the... They came to see the Vic Karapaza show.
Yeah.
Zahn had some good thoughts on it on his Sunday roast. We'll play that after 6:30.
I thought it was brilliant. Why don't they send him down to the minor leagues?
Right. What can be done?
Nothing.
They're untouchable, as you say, right?
And that's the problem.
And then I saw Russell Martin get so steamed, throws his bat down, and I thought, you know what? Just beat the hell out of him. I'm screaming at the television, and I'm watching it, no word of a lie, in a bar in Grand Bend. And I'm yelling, beat the hell out of him.
That's never been spoken in a bar in Grand Bend there, Dean.
Beat the hell out of him.
That's the first time they've heard those words there.
But that's what I wanted. I was so mad because it was so unfair. Like, no one goes, see, this is the thing. No one goes to the game to see the umpire. You're there to facilitate. You're there to keep an eye on things. You're like, you know what umpires are like? They're like house sitters. You're just there to keep an eye on stuff. And if stuff gets out of hand, call 911. Right? That's all you're there to do. Turn the lights on, turn the lights off. Make sure that any rotten food in the fridge goes bad, you throw it out. Umpires, Vic Karapaza, you are a glorified house sitter for real athletes. And because your father-in-law, Rich Garcia, was a really good umpire, it doesn't mean you should be one. Yeah. You should go be a plumber, or you should be on the Real Housewives of New York. That's what you should do. Yes, you should be on the Real Housewives of New York. Vic, you suck at your game. Listen to me very carefully, and I know you're going to hear this somehow. Because someone's going to go, get you in the radio. Because no one was on the radio this weekend that had the opportunity to say what I'm going to say. So I want you to listen to me. Vic, if you're listening to this somehow, you are the worst umpire in the history of officiating in any sport ever. Okay? The reason why people took their children to the game and painted their faces with Jose Bautista mustaches and beards and buy their kids Blue Jays jerseys isn't because people want to come see you, okay? No one's buying a Vic Karapaza number 85 umpire referee jersey. Nobody. You know what we're buying? We're buying Blue Jay hats. We're buying Bautista jerseys. We're buying Donaldson bandanas.
You are correct, Dean.
We're buying Russell Martin 55 jerseys. That's what we're buying. We're not here to see number 85 in gray. That's not what we're here for. We're here to watch the Toronto Blue Jays, and whoever the hell else they're playing. Not you decide that you've all of a sudden instituted this new magical strike zone. Not you who likes to goad guys on by taking off your goofy, dumpy-looking mask, staring at a player, egging him on to get kicked out of the game. No one cares about you, Vic. I don't even think your family cares about you. I certainly don't. And if I was one of your family members, I'd be embarrassed this morning that you did that for a living. Vic.
Should I send that rant to him?
Yeah.
He should.
On email.
Big time. Do you have his email address?
No, I'll look for it.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'd appreciate it. Send it over to the fam. Kara Paza fam.
It's wicked ump.
And they'll listen back and be like, he's right.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, your dad, Rich Garcia, he was a real umpire. You're not. You're just doing it to impress the chicks. And that chick is your wife. And that wife is his daughter. And his daughter this morning is shaking her head at the job that you did in Toronto this weekend.
You're right. All the chicks love the umps.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at that.
Oh, he's chewing his...
Did you see the balls and strikes?
That's hot.
He's hot.
Vic doesn't fit the mold, though. He's not fat. He's not as fat as all the other umpires. And you know what? There are plenty of good umpires in baseball.
Look at that. Type 2 diabetes calls, on that guy.
Hey? Hey, kids, what do you want to do this weekend? I want to watch a guy with really high blood sugar call a baseball game.
Ooh. Is he just obese or morbidly obese?
No, it's just Vic.
George, that's a great question.
It's Vic Carapazza. He just flat out sucks, kids.
When I was growing up going to ball games, all the chicks were lined up to see Ken Kaiser call the games back in the 90s.
Right.
Always.
That Angel Hernandez has dreamy eyes.
Ooh, John Hirschbeck. He's aged well. Ooh, Vic Carapazza sucks at his job. Oh, man. I was so mad watching that kid. Is it coming out? Are you getting the gist?
Ooh, Durward Merrill.
Of how pissed off I was on the weekend? 19 innings of watching some guy be terrible at his job. I didn't want to watch it for 9, but we got 10 extra ones of him suck.
Would you stay the whole time? I would.
I would have gone on the field and grabbed him myself. If I was at the game, I would have I would have been kicked out. Because the seats that I sit in when I go are a buddy of mine and really close to home plate. Clearly, I'd be able to. I would have been kicked out. I would have been removed from the stadium.
That would be great. You'd have been a story. Radio personality Dean Blundell escorted out of the game for accosting
an
umpire.
Awesome. Yeah.
Would have been great. You would have been a story in my update.
That's right. I got no problem with it. Hey, Vic, you're a familial embarrassment. How does that feel? You know when your kids go to school, they ask what your dad does for a living? They lie.
Hey. But, Dean.
They tell people, you know what they tell people? That you're a mortuary. What does your dad do? Accountant. I thought he was an umpire in Major League Baseball. Nope. Isn't your last name Carapaz? Nope. Smith.